As and when and how the rapture comes, and those of you who know that you've been asked to stay behind or you've offered to stay behind, in that minute, I mean in the blink of an eye, the Lord will also glorify you. Your heart, your mind, your spirit, your soul, you know, everything about you will be new except your new body one day. And you'll be walking.
Infuse you with grace from above, but yeah. Fiery grace, because you've seen people after the rapture that were glowing.
Well,
right?
Yes. I mean,
they were on earth and they were glowing and they were just charging off into what they had to do with. Without any
all
fear.
All the equipment they needed and all the strength. I mean, they had the knowledge. People will virtually be walking around, you know, faithful Christians that have chosen to stay and offered that to the Lord, to stay and help. In that twinkling of an eye, when we're changed, they'll be changed. The
yeah.
same way. And we'll go up.
Well, not quite the same way, but.
We'll go up.
Be empowered.
We will go up in the rapture.
Right.
And those of you who stay here and your heart conviction is you want to stay here to help. You need to stay here to help. You guys are going to be the undercover angels almost, you know.
The heroes.
The what?
The heroes.
Well, all I can say is you're gonna be doing things that you never thought you could do, and you will see Old Testament miracles.
Right.
Every one of you should get a staff and plant that staff wherever you are and decree a thing and it shall be done, it is written. Plant your staff and decree. Whatever it is.
That's exciting. Almost makes me want to stay.
Well, for one who has faith, nothing is impossible to them. Before this, you've not asked in my name, but ask anything in my name and I'll give it to you. He's talking to the faithful body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The honest, gut level.
Yeah, ones that have really given their lives to him.
The ones who have suffered, offered. They can't help it. That's what they're called to, and that's what they do. And they relieve the sufferings of so many. You will begin to raise the dead in a literal way. So even in the burnt, charred remains of whatever's here, even through the tribulation, you'll be some of the ones who will bring the converts, the people that really convert to Christianity and are trying to get through the cities and all that. 7 years is a long time. And that first 3.5 years of peace, you know, it's a false peace because he's going to break the peace treaty right smack in the middle. And I would not want to be here for the second half of the tribulation.
Mm-mm.
Some of our people will go through it and lead and guide others. And some will give their lives as martyrs and they've known that ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
We are being called to prepare the way for the Lord. Prepare the way for his coming.
Mm-hmm.
I can keep my heart true and focused on him. Just God and souls.
Amen. Thank you, honey.